from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. It is the happy hour. 5:01 is the time. We welcome you back to the program. Chris Fellow, Tony Gwynn Jr., down at Petco Park. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony is off now for the rest of the evening, getting ready for tonight's broadcast. He and Jesse Agler will have it for you. Beginning just after 6:30, the Padres and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Sam Levitt's EcoWater SoCal pregame show, jam-packed, as always. Gets underway at about 5:35 this afternoon. I want to take a moment to wish a happy anniversary out there to Lori Ello.
Oh.
Lori Ello, happy anniversary from your husband, Chris Ello.
I don't think your anniversary is until October.
That's our wedding anniversary. Today is the anniversary of our first date. Many, many, many years ago.
I'm doing this for Lori.
Thank you. Please do it for her. She'd appreciate it.
Now, is this a...
August 13th was the first day that we went out. It was a Saturday night back in the year that was. I'm not going to say what year it was because it ages us.
1942?
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Lori.
It was a long time ago. But we are celebrating our first date anniversary today. So happy anniversary to us. And of course, to the lovely one out there, Lori.
I'm not, congratulations to you guys. And yes. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Please don't. But did Lori remember this date or have you remembered
this
date?
We've always remembered it. Oh. We just always remembered it from the beginning right on through till now.
What about
both of us? Have remembered
what did you guys
it.
Do? Did you already say that?
It's a little crazy of a story, but she was actually babysitting.
Okay.
For some friends of ours.
Is this Halloween, the movie?
I know. She was babysitting for some friends of ours. I offered to come over and barbecue.
Ah.
And so we knew the person. Both of us knew the person.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whose house she was staying at. Anyway, they said, okay. They, you know, allowed me to go over. And so we barbecued. And we had 2 kids with us, which was interesting because we never ended up having any kids.
That is strange.
But we had 2 kids with us on the night of our first date.
That's crazy.
So congratulations to us. If you want to know exactly how many years ago it was, You need to know what number Joe Niekro wore when he pitched for the Houston Astros.
Of course you make it a question like that. Well, now I got to go look it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're really that interested, you can go look it up.
I am.
Otherwise, and don't tell everybody.
I'm not.
You're going to look it up, though?
I'm
Are you really going to look it up?
Yeah. I can't find a picture with his number, though.
There you go. You could be in trouble.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah, that's how long many years ago it was.
Shout out to Jax's parents. Parents were anniversary today of 35 years.
So. Jackson.
Jax.
Jack. Just chatted
J-A-X.
In.
J-A-X. Chatted in, yes.
Oh, happy anniversary to you guys out there.
Correct. Correct.
August 13th.
Can you tell, before we forget, can you tell the story about Adam Klug's son?
Oh, yes. Last night I go to the ball game. By myself, which I often do, go sit up in the press box, hang out, say hi to everybody.
Hang out with Mike Winters.
Hang out with my friend Mike Winters. And so we're drop names. Anyway, we're walking through the press. There is a little press entrance there for the media.
Yeah.
So we don't have to stand in the long line of all the fans. Sorry about that.
It's near the ticket window.
One of the perks that we get.
And sometimes that line is long.
Sometimes that can be a little lengthy, but last night it was not. Like everybody else, we have to run our, phone and wallet and everything through the security scanners. And so I was standing there waiting to get my ID scanned, my media credential scanned by the young lady down there. And up from behind me came somebody and said, "Hey, look who it is. It's Chris Ello."
And you're like, "Oh."
I'm like, "Oh, no." And I turned around and that person who said that was our boss, Adam Klug.
And then he really said,
and
oh,
then I'm
no.
Like, and then I really said, "Oh, no." No, it was Adam Klug. And I was like, "Oh, Adam, hey." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Hey, this is my son, Ethan." Because I had never met Ethan before. Ethan was maybe, what, 5, 6? Doesn't look a whole lot older than that.
You know,
maybe
he plays a little older. He's very into sports, just like his dad.
Yeah, might be 7 or 8 years old. So Ethan's standing there, and Adam Klug looks at Ethan and goes, "Hey, this is Chris Ello." And Ethan goes, "Is he on the Gwen and Chris show?"
And how did you react?
I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought
hilarious.
It was great. I thought it was great.
So Adam and I talked before the show, and I thought that was really funny. But I guess Ethan listens to like all the station all the time, and he listens like he puts up Sammy Love's pre and post game show on the YouTube, and so he's just a fan of everyone. But he had never met you, and I think it's hilarious that he asked you if you were on the
show. Are you on the Gwen and Chris show? That's me.
I love it.
Thank you, Ethan.
Yes.
All right. Let's get into a couple of things here. Padres going again for the victory tonight. It would be their 18th win in the last 21 games if they get it. And we were talking a little bit about this yesterday. Padres have gone 17-3 over the last 20. The only two Padre teams in history ever to have done that, 1989 team, which finished with 89 wins. That was a very good Padre team in 1989. As a matter of fact, probably the best Padre team ever that didn't play in the postseason, 1989. And what happened that year, they were way behind. And I don't remember how many games they got behind, but quite a ways behind the Giants in the division. And then the Padres went crazy in September that year. They won 17 out of 20 games, and it looked like they were going to catch the Giants like the final week of the season, but they came up just short. And the Giants won the 1989 division. The Giants then beat the Cubs in the playoff that year, and then the Giants that year in 1989 went on to host the Earthquake World Series.
Mm. Yes,
had the Padres caught the Giants in 1989, history might have been different.
I mean, what are the odds of having the World Series with two teams in the Bay Area in the spot where the earthquake happened?
Incredible. Incredible. The other team that the Padres had that won 17 out of 20 games was the 2005 team. That team finished with only 82-80, but won the division before being swept by the Cardinals. 3-0 in the playoffs. So let's see what this year's team that has won 17 out of 20 does. I think they're going to win 90. They might win more, Scrape, if they keep it going.
Well, I mean, they're winning every
If they win every game, they're going to win. If they win every game, they're going to end up winning like 120.
I mean, their schedule is so favorable for the end of the season. They're going to Colorado. They come back home. They have a pretty tough week against the Twins and the Mets. Then they play a struggling Cardinals team, and they play a struggling Rays team. Then they have the Tigers. And the end of the season, Chris, is going to be incredible.
The last week of the season is what you're, I think, referring to.
Yes,
When the Padres finish the season with road trip and play at Arizona for three and at Dodgers for three.
Yes.
The final week of the season. But you're right. Before that, the Padres' schedule is very favorable between here and there.
They have some White Sox in there.
Yeah, the White Sox make an appearance. God forbid we should lose one game to them, 12-2, like the Yankees did.
No, we'll be angry, Chris.
We'll be angry, but you and I will somehow get blamed for it, and we'll have to hear all the complaining about it.
That's fine.
By the way, if the Padres win every game the rest of the season, they'll finish with 109 wins.
Doesn't matter, though. We learned earlier with Will Leitch that it doesn't matter if you win 100 games.
Nobody's going for 100, and nobody may win 100 this year in Major League Baseball. It's been that kind of a strange year. All right, Padres send Michael King to the mound tonight against the Pirates. Luis Ortiz, right-hander, will pitch for Pittsburgh this evening. Pittsburgh has pretty much gone from right in the middle of the race to right on out of the race. Padres have not only improving their position, but pretty much ending it for the Pirates.
And that's how quick things happen. When the Padres
It was a week ago last Tuesday. They went to Pittsburgh Tuesday. Last Tuesday afternoon, Pirates were a couple of games out of the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Pirates have lost seven in a row. They're pretty much done. And the Padres, of course, have won all these games, and they've improved their position dramatically. When you're listening to 97.3 The Fan, you can see what you missed and click to listen on demand. If you missed a guest, a feature, or something crazy thing that happened from earlier in the show, wow, a lot of crazy stuff happened today. We've got you covered. Download the free Odyssey app, search 97.3 The Fan. Tap earlier today. That will get you started. I mentioned this last night in the ball game, the 2-1 victory. Profar came up big with the hit
in the
seventh inning. And he's, you know, I think his magical run has dimmed just a tad.
A tad.
In the last, you know, 3 weeks. He had the one great game, was it in Baltimore, where he had the two home runs, including the ninth inning.
And they did the gritty.
Pretty much won the ball game. But since the All-Star break, Profar hasn't been as good, certainly very good. Average, like we said, is down to 297, et cetera. But he has still had a flair for coming up with what they need when they need it. And last night, the offense was completely shut down. I mean, Jake Woodford, this is a guy who had never pitched six innings in his life. And he had given up two hits and walked nobody and was cruising right through. The Padres were one guy over the limit in terms of batters faced.
I'm surprised that they took him out. He was only at, like, think, like 74 pitches.
Well, he, like I said, he never pitched in the sixth inning before, let alone the seventh. So his first, you know, batter in the seventh inning, Profar rips a double into the corner. And that kind of set the tone and got it going. The reliever came in, Cronenworth struck out, but then threw a wild pitch.
Yep.
And that set Profar over to third. But I just love Profar and how many times he has been in the middle of this thing. They had a great shot of him coming off the field at the end of the top of the first inning yesterday after the Padres retired the side. And I mean, he just had the smile of a, you know, 14-year-old Pony League all-star on his face. He's just having the time of his life.
That's why we love him.
And he should. He should have the time of his life. It's, you know, it's been a season that's been 12 years in the making for him. And I still think if you voted today, Profar is the team MVP. I know that Merrill has gained a lot of ground. And right now, the love for Merrill is off the charts, as it should be.
Yes.
But I think Profar is still your team MVP if the voting were today. There's still 7 weeks to go, though. I think Merrill has potentially moved into the top three and maybe even second. Because this surge has been that remarkable.
It's been memorable.
You don't win four games in a span of 6 days at the big league level if you're Albert Pujols. You certainly don't do it if you're a rookie. And to hit three game-tying home runs, Follow that up by a game-saving catch. In the span of 6 days, it has been insane
now
what Merrill has done here. And you know what else? Arise is the leader in the National League at 305.
Yeah.
Ozuna is 301. Let me make sure of this. Because when I checked yesterday, there's only two guys in the National League that are hitting 300 that have enough qualifiers. That's Arise 303.
Mm-mm.
Ozuna 302.
Oh, wow.
They're the only ones. Otani is next at 298. And then Ketel Marte, Profar 297. Here's what I'm getting at. Jackson Merrill is at 289. He's not that far off having a chance to win the batting title.
No.
And I know that might be a lot, but he's only got to make up 14 points, and he's in eighth spot right now.
Yep.
That's what a kind of a season he's having. You know, for the Paul Skeens people, I'm sorry. I just don't think he's done enough. Merrill zoomed past him.
Now, if we're going to get critical about this and really break it down,
yeah,
we were talking about why Jackson Merrill's not going to hit third over Jake Cronenworth. Does he lose points, you think, because he
in
hits
the rookie
lower?
Of the year balloting?
Yeah, because he hits lower in the lineup and he's not as impactful
it's
that
gonna
way.
It's going to take somebody a lot of thought to look at it and go, you know what, Jackson Merrill got to perform under less pressure.
Yeah.
Because,
but he's not really.
The statistics that he's putting up are just so good, and
he's not really performing under less pressure because the pressure's all on him. He's got to tie the game, he's one of the guys in the bottom or the top of the ninth that needs to tie the game.
Yeah, we shouldn't be saying that he's performing under no pressure. He's just performing with a bunch of other guys who can take more of the spotlight away.
Yes,
but to say that he hasn't come up in pressure situations, are you kidding? That he's been as clutch as there is in the entire National League.
He really has.
So
even people like my friends are just like, man, Jackson Merrill, he's going to be good for years to come. And I'm not going to go that far because we're still in this season.
Nah, you never can tell, but let's just get through this season.
Exactly.
Right now, my Padre MVP ballot goes Profar, Suarez, Merrill third. But it's subject to change. Suarez has been there all year. Profar's been there all year. Merrill has joined the conversation.
Donovan Solano, honorable mention.
For MVP?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's had some big hits.
MSP. Most surprising player.
Okay,
I did not expect anything from Donovan Solano.
All right.
And we've gotten quite a bit.
Yes,
but no,
we have.
I cannot put him up there with those other guys. I can't even put up there with Dylan Cease or Matt Waldron, honestly. But Solano, when called upon, he has clutched up for sure. All right, when we come back, some NFL notes. There is a young, up-and-coming superstar in the making quarterback whose road to the top took a big detour today. We'll tell you about that and some other NFL news and notes ahead of tonight's Padre pregame show after traffic on Gwen and Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, one final segment here at Gwen and Chris on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, the Padres and Pirates will play a day game. Gets underway a little after 1 o'clock tomorrow, Scraby. That means you and I won't be on till about 4 or 4.30 tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll have a short show. We call it the post-game
correct
show correct tomorrow after Padre baseball. So make your plans to join us tomorrow. We will also have a Scraby Chronicles for you tomorrow night.
And guess what?
At 6 o'clock.
I will be selecting the winners of Scrabinator Game 2 tomorrow night.
You're taking more people to the ballpark?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
That was a big success last time.
Next Wednesday, August 21st. I didn't promote this one as well as I should have, but we still got a ton of signups, and I appreciate
everybody. I think the big draw for the first one was that you told everybody I was going to make an appearance, and then people flocked.
Actually, I said Sammy Lev is going to make an appearance.
Oh, yeah, you say Sammy Lev's appearance. That'll draw them like flies.
Yes.
For sure. Sure. Speaking of Sam Lev, he's got the pregame show coming up in about 10 minutes. The bad news NFL quarterback news today is Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy, the rookie who dazzled them in the preseason opener, throwing 2 touchdown passes in a victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. McCarthy has come up injured. Apparently he had some pain, soreness, reported it to the team yesterday. Medical officials have done all of the necessary MRIs and imaging work, and he's out for a while. Tear of the meniscus in his right knee. That's too bad. It really is. I mean, the guy gets off to a really nice start. His first preseason game, plays 30 snaps, everything goes according to plan for our old friend Kevin O'Connell. And McCarthy reports just some soreness on Monday, right? It wasn't any big deal. Like, I might not even reported it, you know what I mean? I'd be like, ah, fine, you know, team me up, coach.
Yeah.
But they check him out. He's got a torn meniscus. Doctors are going to decide here in the next few days during the surgery. He's going to get surgery. They're going to decide during the surgery whether he needs a trim of the meniscus. If that's the case, he gets to come back this season. Or they'll determine whether he needs a full repair. And if he needs that, see you later until 2025.
That's brutal.
Yeah, that sucks. It really does.
I watched that Vikings game a little bit.
Did you?
He looked good.
He looked pretty good from what I saw. I mean, they're showing all the clips of his touchdown passes.
No, but it wasn't even about that. It was about knowing where you were in the pocket. He was making throws that none of us ever saw at Michigan because he didn't need to make these
crazy
throws.
They never asked him to do anything like that.
Exactly.
Jim Harbaugh said he's going to be the best quarterback in the draft. You should take him number one. Everybody laughed. Everybody laughed at Jim Harbaugh. And we're not going to know because it doesn't look like we're going to see J.J. McCarthy for some time. By the way, if you're wondering who the Vikings quarterback is going to be now, hello, Sam Darnold. Goodbye, Minnesota Vikings playoff hopes.
Just Sam Darnold. I'm going to give you a little tip. Just throw it to Justin Jefferson every single time.
It wouldn't be a bad strategy.
Just throw it up
there. I mean, this guy has made some catches that are really
incredible, ridiculous.
So
incredible.
If you
catches.
Can get it in the neighborhood, he might make a play for you. But I got to be honest with you. Football is great. I love it. I can't wait for it. The whole thing, the Sunday ticket, our guy, Scott Hansen. But too much of football is decided on injuries. You can't predict them, but the team that doesn't get the injuries, especially to the quarterback, those teams are going to win.
Isn't that all
sports? And the teams
though?
That get the injuries, but mostly in football because that's where all the injuries are. If you get them in football, I mean, I'm not making an excuse for the Dolphins. They sucked at the end. They lost to the Chiefs. But they did have their entire defense standing on the sidelines. You know? I mean, they had a really good season and a chance to do something taken away because they had just way too many injuries at the end of last season. And the teams that can avoid that, and I don't know exactly how you go about avoiding it. How do you say, well, I don't want any injuries? The Bengals went to the Super Bowl. Now, the last, 2 years, they've had Joe Burrow problems.
Yep.
They haven't made it. You don't know. And if you look at the Vikings, I mean, I don't know if they could keep up with the Packers or the Lions, but they certainly can't with Sam Darnold.
I don't think they're done.
Sorry, Viking fans. No, they're done.
I feel for my former high school football teammate, Kevin O'Connell, head coach.
But even he knows.
I can't keep up
with Sam Darnold.
He handpicked Sam Darnold to come in there.
Good pick, if there's anyone,
I have faith in getting the quarterback to play better, it would be Kevin O'Connell. He's a former NFL quarterback. How many of those guys are head coaches right now?
Bill Barnwell. I will see, but I'll stick with this. The Vikings are done. Bill Barnwell has rated the 14 playoff teams from a year ago.
Okay.
In terms of their chances to return to the playoffs this year.
I saw something similar, but let's see.
So let's run through this real quick. Chiefs, number one. Why? They're still the Chiefs, right? 87% to return to the playoffs. 49ers, 86% to return to the playoffs. Pressure's on you, Scrabe.
Does he have the calculations with Brandon Ayuk or without Brandon Ayuk?
I don't know, but Brandon Ayuk is probably on his way to the Steelers now.
We don't know that. It was just a report.
Reports are... they're gaining in steam and noise.
They're not, though. They aren't.
Baltimore Ravens, third choice to make return to the playoffs, 78%.
Okay.
Best team in the regular season a year ago. They add Derrick Henry.
Wow. I like that for them.
Well, I don't like having to defend it. I'll tell you that, if you're anybody.
No.
Detroit Lions. Lions are really the hot team this year. I think a lot of people really, I mean, I'm not just saying this to make you mad. I think people expect them to get to the Super Bowl this year.
I think that's a little bit of a...
It's a big jump, but...
it's a darling team that you can cheer for and feel good about.
They were close. 81% to return to the playoffs. Packers, fifth. Youngest team in the league. But Jordan Love, how many of us... my hand is raised. How many of us said Jordan Love could not get the job done at the NFL level? I did.
I wasn't sure.
Jordan Love has been great so far, and maybe, just maybe, the best way to be good at quarterback is to sit for a couple of years before you go in, because that's what he did.
Yeah, that's true, but then they had to pay him big time without really knowing what he's going to do, and he's been all right.
Buffalo, number six, to return to the playoffs,
70%. I don't know about them.
Well, Josh Allen, they just think he can do it no matter who he's throwing to. There's no wide receivers left.
I think they need a new head coach.
We'll see. Houston Texans, this is another darling team.
Yes, and this one's not going to work out.
Seventh most reliable to make it to the back of the playoffs, 64%. They were 3-13 the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to take a step back after taking the huge leap that they did last year.
Me too.
CJ Stroud was magical, but schedule will be much tougher. Dallas, 78% to return to the playoffs. They're Cowboys. I mean, whatever. Eagles, 79%. They're the ninth choice. Still haven't got to the Dolphins here.
I know. I'm waiting for it.
There we go. Tenth choice to make the playoffs.
Who was the ninth?
Eagles. Oh. Tenth choice to return to the playoffs. Dolphins, 60%. Here's a great line by Bill Barnwell, though. He says, why they're number 10? Because they stunk in December of 2023 and in January of 2024. He's 100% right. They were a great team until the end last year.
It's not good.
And then they got killed by Baltimore. They got beat at home by Buffalo, and they got frozen out by Kansas City. Miami was having a great season until then. The Rams are 11th to return to the playoffs, only 47%.
They lost Aaron Donald.
Lost Aaron Donald, finally. That is going to be hard to replace. Tampa Bay, 12th out of the 14 to return, 33% chance. Barnwell not too thrilled with Baker Mayfield and company, but
I don't know.
We'll see.
I like Baker's chip on his shoulder.
All right. Cleveland Browns, only 33% to return to the playoffs this year. We'll see what the Browns end up doing at the quarterback thing and whether Deshaun Watson
well, I can tell you,
can do something.
It's all on his shoulders. Like, they put all their eggs in the Deshaun Watson basket.
Yeah, they're paying him, you know, $200 million a game. Might as well, you know, see what he can do. And the most or the least likely playoff team from a year ago to return to it this year, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How could they say that? Mike Tomlin does nothing but make the playoffs.
Here's what he goes. Why they're number 14? I foolishly choose not to believe in Mike Tomlin.
I'm not. I did that last
That's
year.
That's what Bill Barnwell is saying.
Year.
You do never bet against Mike Tomlin. How the Steelers were in the playoffs last year is incredible.
Is. It really is.
They were so bad.
They were really bad. They couldn't move the ball. They had a good defense.
Their defense was not even good for them. It
George
was okay.
George Pickens was making fun of his own quarterback.
And now they're going to give it over to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin, man. This guy could coach.
By the way, Justin Fields got the start in their preseason game, and Russell Wilson had to watch. So
okay. All right, there we go. Yesterday, we had to make it to 534, and I came up 2 minutes short. Today, we made it, so
nice
I'm
job.
Happy
you
about
the,
that.
You hit the post, as
I
they
the
say
post
in the business.
Today, yes. Sam Levitt, he's got all the great Padre pregame stuff for you. It's coming up next. From Petco Park, then Padres and Pirates, not only tonight, but tomorrow afternoon. We'll be on after the game tomorrow, hoping to wrap up a victory not only tonight, but tomorrow as well. For Tony Scraby, Chris.
Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.